The blessed life of Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salam. The blessed life of Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salam.
Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala sayyidil anbiya'i wal mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Welcome back, dear viewers of Madani channel, to another episode within our series Alhamdulillahi Azza wa Jal. In the previous episode, we had concluded with the entire biography of Sayyida Maryam radiyallahu anha, the noble mother of Prophet Isa alayhi salam. And in today's episode, inshallah, we will delve into the introduction of the mighty messenger, Prophet Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. The reason for bringing this new program is of paramount importance for the entire Muslim ummah, that we know regarding our beautiful, honorable, noble, and miraculous Prophet Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. As he is a prophet of Islam, and we as Muslims should learn and should know about this great personality. So without further ado, I will commence with today's program. An introduction to Prophet Isa alayhi salam, his blessed name and lineage. His name was Isa alayhi salam, and his lineage joins that of Prophet Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam. His matronymic name is Ibn Maryam, i.e. the son of Maryam. And his three famous titles are Masih. Masih means the anointed one, meaning he would cure ailing people with his touch, i.e. his masah. So he was called Masih. His second title, Kalimatullah. He was created with the kalima, with the word kun, be, and not through the natural means of a mother and a father. So he is called Kalimatullah, and Allah Almighty says in the Quran, Inna mathala Isa inda Allahi kamathali Adam, khalaqahu min turabin thumma qala lahu kun fayakun. Translation from Kanzul Irfan: indeed, the example of Isa with Allah is like that of Adam. He, Allah Almighty, created him, Adam, from soil, then said to him, be, thus he became alive. And the third title, Ruhullah. Allah Almighty made him a special soul or spirit from himself. And so he was called Ruhullah, the spirit of Allah, i.e. the specially created spirit of Allah Almighty. The Lord Almighty says, إِنَّمَا الْمَسِيحُ عِيسَى بَنُ مَرْيَمَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ وَكَلِمَتُهُ أَلْقَاهَا إِلَى مَرْيَمَ وَرُوحٌ مِّنْهُ. Translation from Kanzul Irfan: indeed, Al-Masih, meaning the Messiah, Isa, son of Maryam, is only the messenger of Allah and his word which he sent to Maryam, and a special soul from him Almighty. Dear viewers, the appearance of Prophet Isa alayhi salam. Our noble Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, I saw Prophet Isa, Musa, and Ibrahim, upon all of them be peace. And Isa had a reddish complexion, curly hair, and a broad chest. Subhanallah. Prophethood and prophetic miracles. When Prophet Isa alayhi salam became older, Allah Almighty sent him as a prophet to the Bani Israel and granted him many miracles related to the conditions of that era. So he alayhi salam addressed the Bani Israel in the following words: Anni qad ji'tukum bi ayatin min rabbikum. أني أخلق لكم من الطين كهيئة الطير فأنفخ فيه فيكون طيرا بإذن الله وأبرئ الأكمه والأبرص وأحيي الموتى بإذن الله وأنبئكم بما تأكلون وما تدخرون في بيوتكم إن في ذلك لآية لكم إن كنتم مؤمنين. Translation from Kanz al-Irfan. I have come from your Lord with a sign that I make for you a bird-like form from clay. Then I shall blow therein, so it will become a bird with the command of Allah. I cure those who are blind by birth and the lepers, and I bring the dead back to life with the command of Allah. And I bring you news of the unseen about what you consume and that which you amass within your homes. Indeed, in these matters, there is a great sign for you if you have faith. My dear viewers, this verse mentions five miracles of Prophet Isa alayhi salam, and the details of which I will mention now. Number one, blowing on a clay bird, making it come to life. When Prophet Isa alayhi salam informed the Bani Israel regarding his prophethood and miracles, they asked him to create a bat. He created the form of a bat in clay and blew into it, which then came to life and began to fly with the command of Allah Almighty. Subhanallah. Miracles 2 and 3, curing those who were born blind and the lepers. With his blessed touch, Prophet Isa alayhi salam would give sight to those who were born blind and cured the lepers who were considered to be incurable by physicians. In his era, the science of medicine was at a peak and physicians had great expertise in treatment. Therefore, such prophetic miracles were shown to illustrate that the healing of conditions which have no conventional cure can only be done due to a miracle and evidence of prophethood. Subhanallah. Sayyiduna Wahab bin Munabbih rahmatullahi alayha stated, up to 50,000 sick people would often gather around Prophet Isa alayhi salam on a daily basis. Among the ailing people, those who were able to walk would meet him, and those who were not mobile were visited by Prophet Isa alayhi salam himself. Subhanallah. He would supplicate for them and heal them upon the condition that they embrace faith in his prophethood. Subhanallah. Prophet Isa alayhi salam said, I bring the dead back to life, heal incurable individuals, and relate news of the unseen. Now, my dear viewers, a very important point for us to remember. In reality, these are the actions of Allah Almighty, and yet Prophet Isa alayhi salam attributed them to himself. This shows that attributing things such as healing and removing difficulties, attributing them to anyone other than Allah is permissible if one believes that the real power and authority belongs to Allah Almighty and other people are only granted power by Him Azza wa Jal. Therefore, one should maintain a positive assumption about a Muslim who describes prophets or saints, awliya, as helpers and repellers of calamity, because they believe that the true power is with Allah Almighty and He can grant this blessing and power to whomsoever He wills from His prophets and noble people. And miracle number four, bring the dead back to life. Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhuma has reported, Prophet Isa alayhi salam brought four people back to life. The first of which is mentioned, Azir. He sincerely revered Prophet Isa alayhi salam. When he became critically ill, his sister sent word to Prophet Isa alayhi salam, but there was the distance of a 3-day journey between them. When Prophet Isa alayhi salam arrived after 3 days, Azir had passed away. He asked Azir's sister to take him to the grave, and she did. There Prophet Isa alayhi salam prayed to Allah Almighty, upon which Azir came back to life by virtue of divine command, and Azir stayed alive for a while and was even granted children. Subhanallah. The second person, an old woman's son. His funeral procession passed in front of Prophet Isa alayhi salam, who prayed for him, and he suddenly became alive, freed himself and returned home after wearing clothes. He also remained alive for a while and was blessed with children. Subhanallah. The third, a young girl. She passed away one evening, and then Allah Almighty brought her back to life with the supplication of Prophet Isa alayhi salam. And number four, Sam, the son of Prophet Nuh alayhi salam. Thousands of years had passed since his demise. The people wished for Prophet Isa alayhi salam to bring him back to life. And so, after following the information given by the people, he reached his grave. Prophet Isa alayhi salam supplicated in the court of Allah Almighty, and Sam heard a voice saying, "Ajib Ruh Allah," meaning, "Respond, listen to Isa alayhi salam, the spirit of Allah." Sam was startled by this, and so he stood up, thinking it was the day of judgment. He was in such a state of shock that half of the hair on his head became white. Sam accepted faith in Prophet Isa alayhi salam and requested to be returned without having to experience the difficulties of death again. And thus, he passed away immediately. And the fifth miracle, my dear viewers, relating news of the unseen. When Prophet Isa alayhi salam healed the sick and brought the dead back to life, some people called it sorcery and sought another prophetic miracle. Therefore, he said, "I shall relate to you what you consume and what you amass, what you collate within your homes." Hence, this miracle was revealed to, as Prophet Isa alayhi salam would relate to people what they ate yesterday, what they will eat today, and what they had saved for the future. Sometimes children would gather around him, and he would tell them what had been prepared for them at home, what their families had eaten, and what had been saved. The children would come home and ask accordingly, and their families would give them that thing while asking how they knew. Prophet Isa alayhi salam informed us they would respond. As a result, people stopped their children from seeing Prophet Isa alayhi salam, telling them, meaning telling their children, that he is a sorcerer. Ma'adhallah, Allah Almighty forbid. Moreover, they gathered all the children in one home. Prophet Isa alayhi salam reached that very house while looking for the children, but the people said, "They are not here." He asked, "Then who else is in this house?" They said, "Pigs." Prophet Isa alayhi salam then said, "So it shall be." Thereafter, when the door was opened, there were pigs everywhere. It is noteworthy of how Prophet Isa alayhi salam was aware of the things kept within homes. This proves, my dear viewers, that by the divine bestowal of Allah Almighty, the beloved people of Allah know about matters of the unseen. Accepting knowledge of the unseen for them does not negate Tawheed, the oneness of Allah. Rather, it is acknowledgement of divine bestowal, truly in conformity with the verses of the Quran. The revelation of the Injil. Allah Almighty revealed His divine book, the Injil, to Prophet Isa alayhi salam. Allah Almighty says, وَقَفَّيْنَا عَلَىٰ آثَارِهِمْ بِعِيسَى بْنِ مَرْيَمَ مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ مِنَ التَّوْرَاةِ وَآتَيْنَاهُ الْإِنْجِيلَ فِيهِ هُدًى وَنُورٌ وَمُصَدِّقًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ مِنَ التَّوْرَاةِ وَهُدًى وَمَوْعِظَةً لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. Translation from Kanzul Irfan. We then sent after those prophets following in their footsteps, Isa, son of Maryam, confirming the Torah, which was present before him. We granted him the Injil, in which there was guidance and light, and which confirmed the Torah that preceded him. It was guidance and counsel for the righteous. My dear viewers, this verse expresses the greatness of the Injil. It contains guidance and light, and guidance and counsel. The first guidance refers to guiding to save people from misguidance and ignorance. The second guidance refers to mentioning the arrival of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which is a means of guiding people to the prophethood of the final messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, healing the spiritually ailing individuals. Dear viewers, Prophet Isa alayhi salatu wasalam would also heal spiritually ailing people in addition to healing those who were physically sick. Sayyidina Sufyan bin Uyayna rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has reported, when Prophet Isa and Prophet Yahya alayhi masalam would visit a village, Prophet Isa alayhi salam would inquire about the wrongdoers, those who were committing sins, and Prophet Yahya alayhi salam would ask about the righteous people. Once Prophet Yahya alayhi salam asked, "Why do you inquire about the wrongdoers and then meet with them?" Prophet Isa alayhi salam said, "I am a spiritual physician as well as a healer of physical ailments, subhanallah, and I heal sinful people through advising them to repent and do righteous deeds, subhanallah." Prayer and zakah. Prophet Isa alayhi salam informed people regarding the prayer and zakat during his infancy, saying, "Awsani bis-salati waz-zakati ma dumtu hayya." He has enjoined prayer and charity upon me as long as I am alive. Prophet Isa alayhi salam would be punctual in offering the prayer as commanded by Allah Almighty. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned this too. Sayyidina Thawban radiyallahu anhu, the companion of the Prophet, has said, the final messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would prefer to pray after midday. The mother of believers, Lady Aisha radiyallahu anha, said, "O messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, I have observed that you prefer to pray at this particular time." The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "During this moment, the doors of the heavens are opened, and this prayer, which the prophets Adam, Nuh, Ibrahim, Musa, and Isa, upon all of them be peace and blessings, used to offer with punctuality." Subhanallah. As for the zakat of wealth, this was not incumbent, obligatory upon Prophet Isa alayhi salam, as there is a consensus, ijma', regarding the fact that zakat is not an obligation upon the prophets. The emphasis in the verse about zakat was conveyed through Prophet Isa alayhi salam for the people, meaning Allah Almighty had emphasized that He commands the people to give zakat. Subhanallah. My dear viewers, let us just reflect over these points of guidance. How obedient, how much of a devout worshipper Prophet Isa alayhi salam was. He spent his life advising people. He was merciful to the wrongdoers. So we learn from this that we too should follow in this. When it comes to guiding others, be merciful, be the helping support, just like Prophet Isa alayhi salam. And through the life of our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we find such guidance. My dear viewers, here is where we will end today's program. And inshallah azza wa jal, we will continue with our next episode from this very discussion, inshallah, where we will develop our understanding of Prophet Isa alayhi salam by speaking about the close disciples of Prophet Isa alayhi salam. Until then, keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The blessed life of Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salam. The blessed life of Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salam.